I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 28th. Former Quincy City Councilor Margaret LaForest is now working for the town of Braintree. LaForest has been appointed Chief of Staff and Director of Operations for Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouras. LaForest previously worked in the State Office of Economic Development under former Governor Charlie Baker. She also previously served as Vice President of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Executive Director of Discover Quincy. LaForest was Ward 1 City Councilor. She's also President of the USS Salem Museum at the Quincy Shipyard. She and her husband have two daughters who are the sixth generation of her family to grow up on Howes Neck. Five promotions on the Quincy Police Department yesterday. A ceremony was held at City Hall to promote Lieutenant William Ward, Lieutenant James Green, and Sergeants Evan Sorgi, Matthew Benvey, and William Lannergan. Ward was hired in 2001, Green in 1997, Sorgi in 2016, Benvey in 2017, and Lannergan in 2003. Sorgi's father, Tim, retired in 2016 as a lieutenant, and Lannergan's late father was a longtime detective. Chief Paul Keenan and Mayor Thomas Koch offered congratulations to all the officers in their new roles. City of Quincy and Quincy Veterans Services honored Vietnam veterans at the annual ceremony held at the Marina Bay Clock Tower yesterday. The event was preceded by a ceremony to honor the memory of U.S. Army Vietnam veteran missing in action, Sergeant Robert P. Phillips, at the corner of East Squantum and Lansdowne Streets in Squantum. Phillips' name was added to the clock tower wall at last year's ceremony. There is a push to recognize Lunar New Year as a holiday for Quincy Public Schools. It is one of the most important holidays for many Asian families, observed in late January through February. Quincy has one of the highest Asian populations in Massachusetts. Asians make up 30% of the city's population, according to the U.S. Census data. North Quincy High School junior Angela Chen started the petition, which now has more than 1,000 online signatures. While Americans celebrate the new year with a ball drop and resolutions, many Asian cultures follow the lunar calendar, wishing relatives and friends good luck and health in the year to come. A Quincy school subcommittee is looking into the initiative. Their vice chair, Frank Santoro, supports the cause. But despite failed attempts in the past, Santoro thinks his colleagues should approve the measure. Boston and Brookline schools have approved similar measures. Cohasset man indicted in the January death of his wife, Anna Walsh, a case that's grabbed international headlines since her disappearance on New Year's Day, suspected his wife was having an affair, according to court documents released yesterday. The 48-year-old Walsh was indicted by a grand jury for the murder of his wife, misleading a police investigation, and improper conveyance of a human body. Prosecutors laid out a possible motive for the disappearance and death of Anna during his arraignment yesterday in Norfolk Superior Court. Officials allege that Walsh's mother, with his input, hired a private investigator in Washington, D.C. to conduct surveillance of Anna for the purpose of proving infidelity. Walsh's attorney, Tracy Miner, denied that her client suspected his wife was having an affair. New released court documents also mention that a meeting between Anna Walsh and a friend, during which Anna became emotional, believing her husband was going to be incarcerated on federal fraud charges from a separate case that he pleaded guilty to in April of 2021. In Massachusetts, a conviction for murder in the first degree carries a mandatory life prison sentence without the possibility of parole. Brian Walsh was in court last week on a separate issue related to his deceased father's will and estates. Relatives have accused him of stealing money and items from the estate of Dr. Thomas Walsh, who died in 2018. Walsh remains held without bail. A judge is considering whether to release Jack Teixeira, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, from jail while he awaits his federal trial. The 21-year-old from Dighton joined the Guard in September 2019, according to federal court filings. He was granted top security clearance in 2021. As the hearing got underway yesterday, Texera's father took the stand, asking to be a third-party custodian if his son is released on bail. Texera's attorney argued there's no evidence he intended to widely share top-secret information beyond his private chat group. Federal prosecutors argued Texera should not be allowed to go home while he awaits his trial. Changes are coming to Massachusetts hospitals to make it easier for people to find help in an emergency thanks to a new law called Laura's Law. By January 1st, hospitals will have intercoms at their doors, new lighting, and signs directing people to the emergency department. Laura's Law is named after Laura Levis, who collapsed from an asthma attack and died outside Somerville Hospital in 2016. The entrance was locked and there were no signs showing where the emergency room was. Levy's husband campaigned to have the law passed, saying he was determined to share her story and help others. The law was signed by then-Governor Baker in 2021. The new regulations believed to be the first of their kind in any state. A check of business news this morning. Stocks rebounded. The Dow shot up 524 points. The NASDAQ added 287. The S&P grew by 79. Shares advanced in Asia. The euro slipped. Oil at almost $75 a barrel. In sports, Celtics advanced to the next round after beating the Hawks 128-120 last night. They are back home Monday night at 7:30. Against Philadelphia. It's the Bruins Game 6 in Florida tonight at 7:30. And the Red Sox are back home tonight against Cleveland tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the low 60s. For tonight, cloudy and a low 39. Showers tomorrow, high 54. Scattered showers on Sunday, the high of 58. And rain on Monday, but milder. High Monday, 68 degrees. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet. Winds out of the north at 5 to 10 knots become easterly later today, 10 to 15. High tide, 7:03 p.m. Sunrise, 5:43, set at 7:39. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, April 28th.